91.3 KBCS, Music and Ideas, listener-supported radio from Bellevue College.
Up next, you'll hear about the Mothers Radiation Lab in Fukushima, a project founded by a group of mothers in Japan. The women were frustrated by the lack of accessible information about nuclear contamination after the 2011 disaster at the TEPCO Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. They set out to better understand the impact of the nuclear fallout on their bodies, foods the families ate, and contamination levels at the school facilities.
Kaori Suzuki is the co-founder of Mothers Radiation Lab, an organization that provided radiation measurement reads for the community after the 2011 Fukushima nuclear power plant disaster. Suzuki shared her frustrations about the government's lack of information distribution and the public's seeming nonchalance with her close friend Misao Redwolf, a well-known Japanese environmental artist.
I said to her, "What is this oppressive hush on us? This heavy, muted atmosphere? I'm afraid we'll all be suppressed into total silence unless I speak out against nuclear power."
What came from the discussion was a nuclear energy protest in the conservative city of Iwaki. Suzuki reflects on her surprise of Iwaki citizens contacting her to volunteer their time for the cause.
They told me at the time they couldn't believe someone in Iwaki would speak out like that. They told me a nuclear energy protest in Iwaki felt like a miracle.
The demonstration was held in mid-May and was about 500 people strong. Suzuki organized the event with a group who called themselves the Iwaki Action Mothers Group. The march inspired discussions among mothers about what they need to support their families in post-nuclear disaster Iwaki City. A number of protest organizers formed the core team that founded the Mothers Radiation Lab. They set off to procure radiation measurement equipment to determine radiation contamination levels in their foods and in their bodies. The Iwaki Action Mothers Group started with two gamma ray spectrometers for measuring food and other artifacts, and one whole body counter to measure radiation levels in the body. The lab opened in mid-November, and by later that month had a three-month-long wait list. The lab frequently performed 70 measurements on people per day.
It wasn't until the end of 2012, a year after the nuclear disaster, that things slowed down a bit. Some mothers cried when they saw the shocking radiation measurement results of local foods. We conducted screenings on people from all walks of life at the lab and found cesium in most average Iwaki citizens. Since radiation is invisible, the magnitude of the radiation we were exposed to wasn't evident until we saw the results from these machines.
Suzuki describes what radiation contamination results meant for one grandfather who found the radioactive isotope cesium-137 in his whole body count results.
He was afraid of exposing his family to radioactive contamination emanating from him. After seeing the results, he told me, "I see I'm radioactively contaminated, so I guess I won't be able to hold my grandchild anymore." Luckily, we were able to tell him that though radioactive cesium in the natural environment has a half-life of 30 years, that in a living human body, the half-life is only 3 months.
In another case, Suzuki shared what a local firefighter deployed to the disaster scene said.
He recounted that at the time of the disaster, he had to enter heavily contaminated areas with hardly any protection. He said, "I was so afraid of the radioactivity that I thought I'd lose my mind. At the time, I was conflicted over my responsibilities for the public good on the one hand and my own safety on the other. I had no one to talk to about this. My experience would have been completely different if the Mother's Radiation Lab was available to me then."
The Mother's Radiation Lab has provided over 12,000 radioactivity measurements to date. In addition, they've opened a family medical clinic offering thyroid screenings. Suzuki reflects on the women's efforts to co-found the Mother's Radiation Lab.
Independent community work is vital. I used to wish that the government would have offered the services we have, but I've come to the conclusion that had the government taken up this project, community members still would need to be committed and actively involved.
This story was produced by Yuko Kadama and Yuka Honda. I'm Ann Hughes for KBCS.